Okay, so have you ever felt like totally drowning in to-dos?
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's like every time you cross one thing off the list, 10 more pop up.
It never ends.
It's never ending. But you know what?
What?
Here in California, it's not just about like getting all that work done, you
Right.
know. There's this whole other level of like California employment laws that can really make things tricky.
Absolutely. It's a whole other ball game.
Yeah, so that's why today we're going deep on task management.
Love it.
But with that California spin, you know.
Yeah.
So are you maybe thinking about managing employees here in California
Yeah.
or starting a business or just curious about how California does things its own way?
California's always got to be a little different, right?
Yeah. Well, stick with us because we're going to pull out like the most important things you need to know.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people are really surprised by some of these laws.
Oh, for sure. So we're diving into this awesome article today called Task Management Solutions for California Workplaces,
Okay.
Ensuring Compliance and Efficiency, right? It's a good one. And, you know, I was reading through it and it just struck me how different California is.
Yeah.
So what is the deal with these laws?
Well,
And like, why are they such a big deal for businesses?
so California has a really long history of, you know, being a champion for workers' rights.
Right.
And these laws, they're not just like random rules that somebody came up with, you know.
Right.
They're rooted in this idea of protecting employees from, you know, being taken advantage of and treated unfairly.
Right.
Back in the day before these regulations, you know, it wasn't uncommon at all for workers to be just pushed to their absolute limits, you know,
Oh, yeah.
skipping breaks, working insane hours without being paid fairly.
Like way back in the day, or like.
No, like not even that long ago,
Oh, wow.
you know, and California was like, okay, no, we're going to change that.
Yeah, that makes sense. That historical context, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of breaks,
Yeah.
I actually remember this one time I was working at this place and they were so lax about breaks.
Oh no.
People would just grab lunch, whatever. And I was always like, is this even legal?
Well, that's a perfect example of where California law gets really specific.
Oh, really?
So the state actually mandates meal and rest breaks, and not in some like vague way either. So for example, employees who work more than 5 hours, they have to get a 30-minute unpaid meal break.
Okay.
And they can't be pressured to work through it.
Oh, wow.
If an employer doesn't provide that break like right on time, they could end up paying like a penalty.
Seriously?
Yeah, like an
Like,
hour of pay for each missed break.
what? No way.
Yeah.
So it's not just about being nice, it's like a real legal thing.
It's serious business.
Wow. Okay, so what are some other examples then of how California law gets into the nitty-gritty of task management?
Okay, well, overtime is another big one. In
Right.
California, overtime kicks in after 8 hours in a day.
Oh, so not the 40-hour work week.
Not just the 40-hour work week. It's any day that goes over 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
And if you hit 12 hours in a day, get this, that's double time pay. And then, you know, remember those missed meal breaks?
Oh, yeah.
That can actually trigger an extra hour of pay for each missed break on top of their regular wages.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it can get really complicated.
Wow.
But that's why, you know, it's so important to have like a really good system for tracking those hours,
Right.
making sure everyone's being paid correctly. And then there's also this whole issue of employee classification.
Oh, yeah. Independent contractors versus employees.
Yes, exactly.
Seems like such a small difference, but I bet in California it's like a huge deal.
Oh, it is massive. Misclassifying someone as an independent contractor when they should legally be an employee can lead to like huge fines and back taxes.
Oh, no.
It's a nightmare.
Wow.
And California has this thing called the ABC test, which makes it a lot harder to classify someone as an independent contractor.
What's the ABC test?
So basically, you have to prove that the worker is like totally free from your control.
Okay.
The work they're doing is outside of like your company's usual business,
Yep.
and that the worker is like customarily engaged in an independently established trade.
Oh, wow. So you can't just be like, hey, you're an independent contractor now.
Nope, not that simple.
It's all about the detail.
It's all about the detail.
Okay, so, but here's the thing, and this is what I find kind of exciting about all of this.
Okay.
Getting this task management right in California,
Yeah.
it's not just about like avoiding those lawsuits.
Right.
It's about creating a workplace that's both legally sound and actually good for people.
Exactly, 100%.
So like turning a potential headache into a win-win.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, I like that. So imagine a system then
Yeah.
where like everybody knows exactly what they're responsible for. Their hours are tracked accurately so they get paid what they deserve.
Right.
And the workflow is optimized so they can actually leave work on time and, you know, enjoy their lives.
Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be amazing. It sounds almost
I
utopian.
know, right?
I'm thinking like if I were setting up a business in California, I would want a task management system that could, like, handle all of this.
Absolutely.
So what features should people be looking for to really make this work in California?
Okay, well, first and foremost,
yeah,
you need a system with, like, really good time tracking that's super accurate.
Okay.
And ideally, it would even have, like, automatic break reminders.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, it's a game changer. You know, this not only helps you stay compliant, but it takes so much mental load off both managers and employees. Yeah. Everybody wins.
Makes total sense.
Okay.
So what else?
And you absolutely need a way to clearly document how you've classified your workers.
Okay.
Are they employees? Are they independent contractors? And what's the justification for that?
So, like, keep really good records.
Keep really good records. Documentation is your best friend here.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like having a system that's both smart and organized.
Exactly.
What about this whole work-life balance thing, though?
Yes.
That California seems to really prioritize. Does that factor into task management, too?
Oh, absolutely. Remote work and flexible schedules are huge in California.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a system that can handle that.
Okay.
Imagine software that lets you track tasks regardless of where people are working.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Manage different time zones and even help you adjust workloads so people aren't getting burnt out.
So it's like having a system that's not just California compliant, but also California inspired.
I love that. Yes, exactly.
That's really good. Okay. So, I mean, is there anything else people can do?
You know, you can actually find some task management software providers or consultants that specialize in California law.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you're dealing with, like, really complex situations, they can be super valuable.
Okay, so it seems like the big takeaway for our listeners today is that, yes, California's employment laws can seem like a lot at first.
Yeah.
But understanding them and using the right tools can actually make your workplace more efficient and more human.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Who knew compliance could be so cool?
It's all about shifting your perspective, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about following the rules. It's about seeing those rules as, like, a framework for building a better work environment for everyone.
I love that. Okay, so knowing what we know now,
yeah,
how might you approach task management differently?
Hmm.
Whether you're an employee or an employer in California.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm definitely rethinking my own system after all this.
Me too. And if you're looking for more info, definitely check out the article we've been talking about, Task Management Solutions for California Workplaces.
Yes, it's full of great insights.
It really is.
All right, so California's employment landscape might seem like a jungle out there.
Yeah, it can be a little wild.
But with the right knowledge and tools, it can be a thriving ecosystem.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks for joining me today.
This was fun.
See you next time.